Sito Yemei Tshuva. So here we have Ragois Ramor before the Sipalef, and Ramor just mentions Umisanin Limochas Reish Hashono, Utan Sibu. Of course, that's one of the Taniris of Divrei Kabbalah. And the Mechaber mentioned that in Simen Tov Kufnun, but he didn't find it necessary to mention it here. So the Ramor mentioned it. Umisanin Limochas Reish Hashono. בכל היומים שבראש השונו עם הכיפורים מרבים בתפילית ותחנונים ואם רים הובינו מלכינו ערב ובעיקר מלבד בשבס ואפילו עם חול מילה שנעים רים תחנון אפילו הוח אם רים הובינו מלכינו הובינו מלכינו is nothing to do with תחנון ואם רים בכל יעים גימול פעמים וידו קדם על איס השחר three times we say וידו in the סליחס Milvad Erev Yom HaKippurim, because Erev Yom HaKippurim is itself a Yom Tev, so you still have to say Vidu, but only once. Sheneimer may say Elo Pamachas. Ve'ineisnin Chere, because one we shouldn't meet out Midas Adin in Aseres Yimitshuve, because we are asking the Rebbeinu Shalom that he should meet out the Midas Arachamin. So Meile, we are not supposed to meet out Midas Adin, so Mele Chirem cannot be imposed in Asar Simichuve. Vichene Mashbin Odom Bibezd Nadachim Akpurim. And even Shvue. But that's also Midas Adin, Shvue. So Mele and Asar Simichuve Bezdin is not Matel Shvue. Emikachin Alivone Ad Mitzoyim Kipo. So we are not Mechadish Alivone, that's what the Ramos says. Why? Because there is a medrash that mitzoyim akipurim, so baskol yitzis v'imeres leichachil b'simcho lachmecho. So because of that, Ramo says that the proper thing is not to be mechadish levone asaras yimitshuve, but wait for mitzoyim akipurim. However, the levush, the bismeyar, and the gro achilik, and they say on the contrary. Is the more proper thing to do more and more mitzvahs in Asaras Yimitshuve. We shouldn't postpone anything. V'shabesh sheberish Hashono Yom HaKippurim Haminag Leima Beitzit Kos Chotzedek Simen Tov Resh Gimu Af Mi Sheini Nizah Mipash Al Nochri Be'Asaras Yimitshuve Tzorech Lizoya. In other words, that means Pas Palter Paspalter of Inochri, in other words, a baker, so Mitzaradin it's not Tosa. When is a Tosa Mitzaradin, a Balabais, Inochri a Balabais, if he bakes pas, so that is more conducive to Kiruv, to intermarriage, in other words, a private person, he baked pas especially for the Jew, I mean, so that means whether he baked it for the Jew or he baked it for his own family, and his Mechabit. The Jews, so that's more conducive to Kiruv. That is also Mitzaradin. Masheinkin paspalter, a baker, is not conducive to Kiruv so much. So it's only Miras Chsides. I mean, to be Nizah from Pasakum Kolashono. But Naseras Himichuve, he should be Nizah. Af Mishen Nizah mi Pashal Nochim, that means paspalter. Naseras Himichuve Tzorich Lizoya. V'yeish v'cholodom l'chapeis u'l'chashpeis l'chapeis u'l'pashpei b'masov v'loshif mehem b'yudim meitshuve v'sofik avire tzorech yeisa tshuve m'avire v'adois that's Ramneyene ki yeisa mischare kish yedea she'oso mish'eine yedea in other words sofik avire is not likely to do tshuve Some male one has to be more zoya. Bilochin korban osham tolu, which is brought on sofik chile for isakores hutzrachlis yisa beyeka mechatas hilchas Yom HaKippurim seider erev Yom HaKippurim mitzvah leachil beerev Yom HaKippurim ulhar bisude. That's the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah in Yume. Und die Gemara says, wie nissen es nach der Seichem, bis sie schon nach Hedisch beerb, welche bis sie schon nach Hedisch misanim, weil misanim ela basiri, a leiloch she kol eichel, bis sie se, bis sie malo le bakosuf, ke leisane, chi basiri. So, there is a mitzvah to eat an Erev Yom Kippur. And it appears from the Gemara in Yume, it's not an asmachte. It's a droshe gmure. It's a droshe gmure, so it's a mitzvah midraisi. It's not mifurish batero, but it's a mitzvah midraisi. It's not a rabbono. Now, so the Ramo says, since Misaladin is also to misane, so even itan is cholet, is also to misane. We also lisane be a fil tan is cholet, even though Shabbos and Yontet certainly also midraisi. And they are Tanis Cholim is Mutar, so the Rambam explains why is Tanis Cholim Mutar and Shabbos and Yontef, because Shabbos and Yontef, it's not a mitzvah of Achilesh, see per se. It's a mitzvah of Kibud Veinek. So Memele, if somebody had a Chalim Ra and Nafshe Agumo, so if he fasts, so it will be more of an Enek for him when he fasts, then when he eats, if it's nafshe aguma, inochnami, if it's not nafshe, if he's not upset about it, he's not allowed to fast on Shabbos. Masha'in kin erev im kippur, there is a mitzvah of achilish siyeh per se, it's not a nien of enik in kibbut, there is no chiv of enik in kibbut on erev im kippur. So they are even tanis cholma, nafshe agumo, it is still osa. V'im nodali sanis bey, Ayin liyil simen tov kufay. Now, there is a tshuve, in tshuves Rabbi Kveiger, a certain woman was the Yeres Alekim, and the doctor told her she had a certain condition that it was detrimental for her to eat. But she was the Yeres Alekim and she wanted to eat. So Rabbi Kveiger answered, she's not allowed to eat because it's detrimental to her health. But in general, he has this topic, whether Noshim HaMechiyovi is in the mitzvah of Achilim Siyeh Erev Yom Kippur. Because Noshim generally are potter of Mitzvah Sheher's Mangrome, so Memele here are also potter, or since they are Muzar and the Tones, so Memele Noshim HaMechiyovi is in the mitzvah. So he has this topic, he's not patient. From Rashi in Yume and in Rosh Hashanah, it's mashma that the whole mitzvah the rice, it's not time a mikro, but that's the gufadin. The whole mitzvah of eating Erev Yom Kippur is as the achonet to the tonis. He should be able to fast without difficulty. So that is the mitzvah. It's not just timing. It's not timing. That's the essence of the mitzvah as the achonet for Yom Kippur. So, and Rabnieine has two pshotim why there is a chiyuv of achil and siyar Yom Kippur. One is like Rashi, according to that pshat, so since Noshim are mechuyoves in the Tones, they are also mechuyoves in the mitzvah of achil and siyar Yom Kippur. They are mechuyev to prepare themselves for the Tones. Rabnieine then has another pshat. Why is it? And again, not time amikho. That's the gufadim. Why is there a chiyuf to eat Erev Yom Kippur? Because actually, Erev Yom Kippur is a yontef, and it should require achilu yisiyeh, like every yontef, like Shabbos and every yontef, apart from the mitzvah of simcha. But there should be a chiyuf of achile and yisiyeh and Yom Kippur. But Yom Kippur he has a gusayim of saying. So maybe it's not shayach to say achile. So as a substitute for the achile or siye that is lacking in the Gdushas Hayim of Yom Kippur, so the Torah was mechayev to eat on the Erev Yom Kippur. According to that time, then we could say that since it's not as a preparation for the Tonis, but it's a Yom Tep. And it's a substitute for the Eineg of Yom Kippur that would have been in Yom Kippur if it hadn't been in Yom Tzeim. because Yom Kippur really has two Kedushas Hayeim. A Kedushas Hayeim of Yom Tov, and of Yom Tov it is more than any other Yom Tov, because any other Yom Tov is not like Shabbos, but in Melocha and everything is different than Shabbos, but Yom Kippur is like Shabbos. And the Rambam Shita is that Yom Kippur and Shabbos is considered Kedusha Achas, even though Yom Tov and Shabbos we pass only Shtei Kedushas. But Yom Kippur and Shabbos, the Rambam says yearly again, of Yilchaseirim, is considered Kedusha Achas. Why? Because Yom Kippur has the Kedushas Hayim of Shabbos. Except Shabbos is a Chiyuv Nisei, and Yom Kippur there is a Chiyuv Koras. But it has the Kedushas Hayim of Yom Tov, but more than any other Yom Tov. It's Kedusha Achas or Shabbos. It has the Kedushas Hayim of like Shabbos. And that is based upon the fact that the Matan Torah, the Lucha Shnias, were given on Yom Kippur. So the Kedushas Hayim of Yom Tov and Shabbos that is inherent in Yom Kippur is based upon the fact that there was the second Luchas were given on Yom Kippur. But then Yom Kippur also has the Kedusha of Tzeir, of Kippurim, of Kapore. And that is based not upon the fact that the second Luchas were given. That is based upon the fact that the Ribbono Shel Olam was Seleach, Klal Yisrael, for the Chet of the Eagle. So that's another Kedusha Hayim, and Horaye, the Rambam Shiti is that the mitzvah of being Mesik Mechil, Akedesh, Bechnisosei, Bitsiosei, does not apply to every Shabbos and Yom Tov, even though the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says there is Teisves in every Shabbos and Yom Tov. So that's a mitzvah kiyumis. Teisves is chal, but there is no mitzvah kiyuvis on Shabbos, Yom Tov, and Mesik. If he is Mesik, so he has a kima mitzvah and it's chal, but he's not Mechuyeh. Mashainki by Yom Kippur, there is a chiyuv to be meisid mechil akedesh. But the Rambam Shiti is even ligabi Yom Kippur. One is only mechuyev to be meisid ligabi tones, not ligabi mulach. Now, teisves is chal on Kedushas Hayeim. So how is it chayach that he should be mechuyev to be meisid ligabi tones and not ligabi mulach? The answer is there are two Kedushas Hayeim in Yom Kippur. One is Kedushas Hayeim of Yom Tov and Shabbos, more than any other Yom Tov, like Shabbos. And that's why it has the Rambam Paskens, it's Kedusha Achas, not like Yom Tov and Shabbos, who stay Kedushas. And then it has a Kedushas Hayeim of Tzeir. The Kedushas Hayeim of Yom Tov and Shabbos is based upon the Matan Torah, upon the second Luchas, like Shavuos. And the Kedushas Hayeim of Tzeir is based upon the fact that the Ribbono Shel Olam was Seleach, Klal Yisrael, for the Chet of the Eagle. So Mimele, anyway, so it is a Yom Tov also. And Mitzad Yom Tov, it should require a Mitzvah Veinik. But there is no Mitzvah Veinik on Yom Kippur. And the country, because there is a Kedushas Hayeim of Tzeir, of Tones. So because of that, the Torah declared Erev Yom Kippur as a substitute for the Yom Tov of Einik, not Einik Mamesh, but as a Yom Tov. So according to that, we could say that since Noshim are Pturei generally of Nisesh Azman Gome, so I also put up that. Now the Ramo, the Einifrin al Pneim Berevim HaKippurit, Gam, because it's Yom Tov, Gam Einimrim Lamatzeach Umizmer Liseidah, Gam Einimrim Kedem Aris HaShachah HaHarbe Slichas, ויש מכם מסניאגים להרביס בסליחס, והקי לפי המינק, ולניין אמיר אז הבינו מלכנו בערבים הכיפורים, יש בי מחלקס בין אחרינו, ומנהג אירי שלא לאמרי, כי אם כשחל עם כיפורים בשבס, סאו, שאין אמרים בי הבינו מלכנו, עוז אמרינו נעשי ערבים הכיפורים שחס. Now, he says there is a machlekes whether we say Avinu Malkeinu Erev Yom Kippur or we don't say Avinu Malkeinu Erev Yom Kippur. What is it all? Because Erev Yom Kippur is a Yom Tov. And if it's Yom Tov, some Mele, Rosh Hashanah is all, certainly Yom Tev, but we say Rabbi Malkin, but Erev Yom Kippur, if it's a Yom Tev, and the contrary is Rabbi Yehuda says, it's a substitute for the Yom Tev of Shabbos, that would, because in the Dushasayim of Yom Tev, it's like the Dushasayim of Shabbos, so Mele, and Shabbos, we are not allowed to say Rabbi Malkin. So Erev Yom Kippur, which is the substitute for the Yom Tov of Shabbos, as far as Einig is concerned, so maybe we shouldn't say Avinu Malkeinu. We shouldn't say Avinu Malkeinu. So that is the machlekes, and the Ramo paskins min agirish aloyla imre kim kichal yim kirim b'kipurim b'shabbos shenayimre b'Avinu Malkeinu oz imre yisei erv yim akipurim shach. We are up to Simen Tofreshei. Mina Kapores Berav Makipurim. Masha Neyagim Lasses Kapora Berav Makipurim. Lishri Tarnigel Alko Ben Zoho. Vileimar Ola Psukim. Yesh Lim Nea Aminek. So that is a shite of many gaining in the Rashbo and the Mechaba Paskins like that. That the Kapores is Osa because of the Gemore in Shabbos, because of darker Mary. But the Ramo paskens that is a minek vosik. V'yeish me'agenim shekosvu minek ze. V'chein kosvu yisirabi me'achreinim. V'chein ne'agin b'chol ha'medine selu v'ein lishanis. Ku minek vosikin. V'ne'agim linech tanigel zohor lizohor unikevo li lekhin tanigeles. V'lekhin mu'beres beis tanigelim אולי תהיה לזוכר ובי חרין ותנגילים ליבונים על דרך שנאמר אם יהיה חתיכם כשונים כאשר לכלבינו ונועגו ליתן הכפורס לעניים ולבדי סום במומן שניס לעניים. This is the main reason as to why it's not us המצדה כאמרי. If כפורס had been the purpose of כפורס had been the just the shaking of the tarnigel tanigilis over the head, then everybody would agree that is Dark and Mary. But Chas V'Shalem, the main reason for Kapores is because there are certain averes that Tshuve and Yom Kippur cannot be Mechaper, only Yisuri. So Rav Nigine says in Shari Tshuve, but what does that mean? If Chas V'Shalem, a person was either an averes of Kores, so it means he cannot attain Kapore unless he has Yisurim. So Rav Nigine says, Tzdoke Chesed and Tzdoke redeems Yisurim. Tzdoke Tatzim Moves. And Tzdoke can also redeem Yisurim. So Mele, the main purpose of Kapores is, and that's the way in Europe. So I remember we did Shlo Kapores, my father's home, with the Tarnigel and Tarnigeles. And then I was the youngest in the family, so I had the job of taking, there were six Tarnigelim, Tarnigeles for each member of the family, so I had the job to take it to poor people. And all the Tarnigel and Tarnigeles, I remember, I had to carry to this family, that family, to Tarnigelim, to one poor family, to Tarnigelim, to another poor family, to Tanegelim, to a third poor family. So I remember it very well because it was my job. In America, it wasn't practicable to bring the Tanegelim, Tanegelis to poor people. It just wasn't practicable. In Europe, so everybody used to buy a Tanegel, you know, and take it to the Shochet, and then used to make the Tanegel. But here, everybody, rich or poor, they buy from the butcher, it's not Shayach. So my father shlo kapores with money, and he gave it to Tzoke, and he evaluated for each member of the family how much is a tarnigel worth. In other words, if a tarnigel is worth $3, so everyone, every member of the family, so shlo kapores, what do you mean shlo kapores? Didn't shake the money, and even the tarnigel, in Europe, we didn't shake it over the head, but we took the tarnigel and said certain psukim. That's all. So that we did, my father's So in America we did it with money. And many, I mean even years ago. So the Shloka Poras with money. Because the main purpose is Doki. That's the main thing. And if somebody shloks kaporas, he goes to the poultry. Unfortunately, in New York, there is such a minik. They go to the poultry, and they give a quarter, and I don't know what kind of a, what they do. I mean, the makne, makne, kine, makne back. I mean, this is not based on pedin. This is a joke that is not in conformity to the minik of kaporas. The minik of kaporas is the purpose is its dock, not to shlok kaporas. Otherwise, the Ramo would also agree that it's dark and merry. The reason is why it's minak vasikin is because it's given lizdoke, so it's not chas v'sholem dark and merry. V'ino aglit na kaporas laniim olivdeisam b'momein sheneisin laniim v'yeish mekeimei sheneagim leilech ala kvoris. The mokir is gemorin tainis. When Bezdin was geza tainis ala tzoreis, that overtook the tzibur, so then the people had to went out to the Bisak forest. Why? So there's a machlekes. One mandoma says that the reason is to mevakish rachmim. It doesn't mean chas v'sholem mevakish rachmim be mispalel to the niftorim chas v'sholem. It means by visiting the forest of our ancestors, so recapitulate the image of our ancestors, and that will serve, will inspire us, that they should serve as a role model, and will be mispalet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that it should have rachmones on us. Another mandoma says that the reason is to show, to instill in our hearts achnoi. What's nafkimini? Nafkimini is whether we can visit if the time is because of rachmin, of course. So only the Bisakforas of Yisrael, so they can serve as role models, not the Bisakforas, not the Niftorim in the Goyish cemeteries. They cannot serve as role models. But if the time is to instill Achnoye, so then we can visit even a cemetery of Goyim as well. The Rambam Paskins like the time or to instill Achnoye, but the other Rishenim who mentioned the other time. But that's the mokya. V'yesh mekeimei sheneyegim lelech ha'akvoreis ulehabeis bizdoko. Because that is the purpose of kaporas. Without zdokes, kaporas, I think, even according to the Rishenim who say it's minag v'sikin, they'll also be made in zdarka meyot. Ulehabeis bizdoko v'hakil minag yofi. V'yesh lahasmich shchites ha'kaporas miyad la'achar she'erzir olof. V'somach yodav olof d'mus ha'kom. Now the Taz is chilek on that, because that is might be nearer like kochim b'chutz, so he says we shouldn't do it. I think the minig is like the Taz, not to do that. V'zeyokim neimeyeyem ala gageis v'chotzea mokim she'eifeis yecheim lekaras v'shom. In other words, to instill in our hearts the midah of rachmones. She'eifeis ol mechavirei b'erev yom ha'kippurim. Avirei shemol mechavirei in yom ha'kippurim mechapir. Achei faiseno, vafilo lo yiknite yalo bidvorim, tzorech lefaisi, vim nispayez barisheno, yarza v'yelech pam shnio, ushlishis, uvichol pam yikachim egimu anoshim, vim eini nispayez begimu pomim, eini zochbe. So if somebody did a wrong to another person, so he has to ask for mechilet, not dafki im kippa. A whole year, if somebody did a wrong to another person on the day of the Yom Kippur, so then he has to wait a whole year before he has mechile chas v'sholem. But Yom Kippur, there is a special halach. I'll also mention, why does it mention she'efayis ol mechavir b'erev Yom HaKippurim? Because Yom Kippur, there is a special halach of tshuva. Rav Nieyne says lifnei adishem titoru is not only expressive of the din of tare for Yom Kippur, but it's in seseh raise. Besides the mitzvah of tshuva that is neig all year, but there is a special mitzvah of tshuva mikipa to go through a process of tara, to purify our hearts, to search our hearts and our minds, and to try to rectify our deeds. So Mimele, there is a special aloche of Pius also because of this special Zersakosuf Lifnei Adishem Titor. Avere Shlon L'Chaverim Kepurim Echapir Achei Faisenu Vafilo Lo Yiknite Yela Bidvorim Tzorch Lifaisi Vim Nispayiz Vorishenu Yarzav Yelech Pam Shnio Shlishis Uvichol Pam Yikachim Megimu Anoshim Vim Nispayiz Begimu Pomim Eini Zokokli. He has to ask him Mechila three times. He doesn't. So that's enough. Umir Yemar Hakein Lifnei Yud Shebikish Mimenu Mechila. Vim Rabbi, but if he did wrong to his Rabbi, so then there is no limit. Even if he asked him three times, he still has to try again and again. Tzorech Lilach Hekamei Pahami Machi Yisfayish. But if a person refuses the meichel, so that's an azor, yes. Im loyish mechavin liteva samvakesh mechile. Sometimes, as a therapeutic measure. So let's say a rabbi sees a student, he has to be disciplined, and if he will be meichel him immediately, so he'll do again. But if he will not be meichel him immediately, then he'll learn a lesson. So then it's not arzorius on the contrary. So is the proper way to do it. When do we say that if a person refuses to be meichel, he's an arzor? Ada raveres. He spoke against him, but he spoke against him two things. But suppose he fabricated stories about him which is not true, then he's not an arzor if he's not meichel. But still, in the Tfilah Zakov, which was composed by the Chai Odom, so he says, "Varini meichel lechol Odom shechoto kenegdi, vafilu limi sheheitzi olai shemra." So in other words, heitzi shemra is not an arzor, but it doesn't mean that we are mechuyev not to be meichel. On the contrary, it's a midas chsides. Nalovim veinan elvim sheim chaposim veinan mishivim, especially when yes mechile, even if he did a terrible thing of being mitzi shemra, so it's a big madrege to be mechli. But he's not an arzor if he doesn't. Imeis hashachot olei meivi yud neodom umamidom al kivrei imechotos al ki Yisrael lepleni ze shachotosi. Oh, v'noagu livakesh mechile v'arav makpurim. In other words, that we see from Russian, he says, Noag Vachemkel. But didn't the Mechaba mention all that? The Mechaba didn't spell out the special aloche of Erev Yom Kippurim. Only in the title, Sheifai Yisod Mechavir of Erev Yom Kippurim. But in the Sif, Aleph and Beis, he doesn't spell out Yom Kippurim, it's a whole year. But the title says, so there is a special aloche of Erev Yom Kippurim. Why? Because in addition to the general din, because of the special din of tshuve of Yom Kippur, of Lifnei Adishem Titor, he must subject himself to a thorough process of tare. Now, there is a story I heard from my father, Zechen Levroche. At one time, a certain person headed in Torah in Brisk, another person, and then he lost. No, what should Reb Chaim do? He lost. That was the din Torah. He can't help it. So he became so angry, that person, he started to insult Reb Chaim, call him Gazlan, Ritzeyach, Tznagmachtum Gliklach. All right, not. So at first, Reb Chaim didn't retort back. But then, after hearing so many times, Star Gazlin, Aritzeach, so Reb Chaim retorted back and he said, Shid Vstashegetz. Maybe he said something else. That was in the winter time. Then, the next Yom Kippur night, everybody was already in shul. Reb Chaim and his three sons. My father was the middle son, and then the older brother was the Rishol Gershon. And the youngest brother was Rabbi Zerval, Priskarov. So he went over to his children and said, "Ich will gehen die Schneidersche Schul." You know, a certain shul. It's called Taylor Shul, but it didn't mean that everybody who davened there so was a tailor, but it is called the Schneidersche Shul because there were many tailors in Brisk, the Schneidersche Shul. So they went with it. That was before Kol Nidre, about 20 minutes before Kol Nidre, but everybody was already in shul, you know, saying Tfilozako and so. So they went with it. Then Rav Chaim walked into the Schneidersche Shul, but every Jew in the Schneidersche Shul had his talus lowered, you know, couldn't see the faces. So Rav Chaim was looking for that man who insulted him. So he's looking. So what could he do? He couldn't see everybody. So he had to bend down and look upwards to see their faces. So then he finally identified him. So he called him by the name. And so he said, "Ihr gedenkt, Tamol gata din teire, at mir onge im Schrein auf mir, aber ich agen verzrieg, bete chaych mechile." So he says, "No, bin ich meich, I'm not forgiving you. Ist mir gem zrieg die Geld, if you give back the money that I lost because of you, then I'll be meichel you." So he said, ich hol do meine drei Sinn, so ich, bete chaych mechile, einmal, sagt er, "No, bin ich meichel. Bete chach mechile a zweitmo, ja bin nicht meichel. Bete chach mechile a drittmo, ja bin nicht meichel." So Rav Chaim said to him, "Ich hab auch schon gebeten. Dreimo mechile, mehr will ich auch nicht beten ke mechile. Mehr darf ich auch nicht beten mechile. Man hat gleich sagen, ein Sach. Ihr könnt doch meinen, als ich hab beten mechile, als ich hab getan, ke neged a to. Das ist nicht das ey. Ihr hat mir also beleidigt, hat mir gerufen, doch kann nehmen. Hab ich auch bedient, ob ich hatte Recht, ich zu entfernen zurück. Mehr nicht. Er wie im Kieper, eben beleidigter Menschen, taffen beim Betten Michile, a viele, wenn man hat auch bedient, gemerkt das dann. So that is, I heard from my father, that's the special aloche of im Kieper, if near the Shemti Toru. You have to subject yourself to a thorough process of purification. Even when you did something that is mutar al pedin, and that's a medrash, and the chinuch I think mentions it, to insult a Jew is a lav derais in noaz dvor. We say no yishe samise. So there are two kinds of inoy. One is in noaz momin, to deceive someone in money. Let's say if you sell a commodity and the price is $10 and you take $11, you are evil. Ilav derais, the deiser applies even to pokas mishtus. Is mechile, okay, you don't have to return it. But deiser noye, the Ramban says, applies. And then there is another love of leisenu, of noaz dvorim, to hurt the feelings. When somebody hurt the feelings of another Jew, is evil ilav derais. So the chinuch mentions in medrash, leisenu yishes hamisei, avlimu inocho, and the chinuch says, but we say hanalovim v'neilvim shem chaposim shivim. That's in midas tzaddikim, but al pedin it's muta. But still, so kol hashono enat mechuyef to ask mechile. But erev Yom Kippur there is a special aloch. There's the pshat in the Rama. V'noag ulevakish mechile be'erev Yom Kippur. Takonas kabneinu v'chirem shel heisi shemra lameis. What does it mean? And chayim. It's all right with Mitzvah Shemra. So the pshat is that if somebody is Mitzvah Shemra, I'll make him so besides the Iser of Loshen Hore and Mitzvah Shemra, is also even the Iser of Iver Lachir. Yochel Lilbe Lilkis Mosha Sheyirtse Rak Sheyye Kedem Alaylo Vinim Vorech Ala Tfile. So Tfile Arabin Kippur is a Minek, and it's based upon a Medresh. Mamalach Hashores Tehirim Af Yisroel B'Yema Kippurim Tehirim. But it's a minhag. There is a shita from Amram Goen that we make a broche, but we don't pask like that because we pask on a minhag, we are not mivorech. And even though there are more paskins that are Rish Chedesh and Halal Rish Chedesh, which is a minhag, so So we are mivorech, so that minig was explicitly introduced by Chazal. But this minig is based upon a medrash. Mamalach HaShoros Terim Atne Yisroel Terim. But it wasn't explicitly introduced by the Chachomim, so everybody agrees that we're not mivorech. And the Shravam Goyen is Shitas Yochit. So that we understand. But the other thing, Yochit, little by little case, what does that mean? So, hundreds of years ago, it was a minhag in Jewry, Bechol Tfuchas Yisrael, that Erev Yom Kippur, Jews would come to this Medrash, and they would submit to Malkus. They would ask other Jews to give them Malkus. The question is, how are they allowed to do it? It's allowed their eyes. How allowed to do it? So there are all kinds of shuvas. So one heter is based upon the fact that the Rambam says, "Kol hamakes chaveri derech nitzoy, harizeiv avolises derech nitzoy." But if he does it, not derech nitzoy, but the other person asks him, pleads with him, and in order to have kapora, in other words, that malkes is imokim of yisoy. All right. Anyway, so it has a basis. But this had a basis in the Deiris HaRishenim, when the Jews were tzaddikim and they were on the madrege to do it. But today, Chas V'Sholem, if somebody will do that, has no basis. We are not on that madrege to subject ourselves to Malkus. Yochel Lidbe V'Lil Keis Mota She'irze Rak She'ir Keidem Alaylo V'in Mivorach Latvile V'in Yitzorach Lidbe Rak Pamachas Bilo Yividu Mishum Keri V'ho Adin De'atol Asteska B'mayim Namemane. So the Ramo Shite is that the meaning of Tfile is Mishum Keri. Mishum Keri, so there is Aloche that if somebody is not in the best of health, so then he can pour upon himself tes kabimayim shuvim. So in other words, a shower would be like tes kabimayim shuvim. But he, for no dom sheini bor, mashein kin de mogavrom paskins like the Ari, that it's not just mishum keri, it is mishum tare, mishum shuvim. So Mimele then test kabimayim is not enough. Of course, if he's mameshechele, it's not chayach has visholem. But test kabim is only if it's based upon caring. But if it is mishum tshuve not, and then and so he says rak pamachas beloyvidu mishum caring. But according to Mogen Avrom, the Ari and the Mogen Avrom, that is Mishum Tshuve, some Mele, it requires a video too. That's why the minig is, when you go to Tfile Yom Kippur, so in conjunction with the Tfile, we say video, like the Mogen Avrom. Mi shemeis le meis bin Rosh Hashanah li Yom Kippurim, muta lirche to lidel berev Yom Kippurim, in Kippur v'atul Shive. Afal pish no agush lichis kosleishim, but tfilas mitzvah muta. Is that there? Is that there?